The Talented Ms. Holmes by Nick Bilton. Silicon Valley fell hard for Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes, showering her with money and praise. But the promise of her world-changing startup was an illusion. Following a suicide, an expose, and several investigations, the world's youngest female self-made billionaire has been left with nothing except questions. The War Room. It was late morning on Friday, October 18th, when Elizabeth Holmes realized that she had no other choice. She finally had to address her employees at Theranos, the blood testing startup that she had founded as a 19-year-old Stanford dropout, which was now valued at some $9 billion. 2 days earlier, a damning report published in the Wall Street Journal had alleged that the company was, in effect, a sham, that its vaunted core technology was actually faulty, and that Theranos administered almost all of its blood tests using competitors' equipment. The article created tremors throughout Silicon Valley, where Holmes, the world's youngest self-made female billionaire, had become a near universally praised figure. Curiosity about the veracity of the journal story was also bubbling through the company's mustard and green Palo Alto headquarters, which was nearing the end of a $6.7 million renovation. Everyone at Theranos, from its scientists to its marketers, wondered what to make of it all. For 2 days, according to insiders, Holmes, who was now 32, had refused to address these concerns. Instead, she remained largely holed up in a conference room surrounded by her inner circle. Half-empty food containers and cups of stale coffee and green juice were strewn on the table as she strategized with a phalanx of trusted advisors, including Ramesh Sunny Balwani, then Theranos's president and COO, Heather King, the company's general counsel, lawyers from Boies, Schiller & Flexner, the Intrepid law firm, and crisis management consultants. Most of the people in the war room had been there for 2 days and nights straight, according to an insider, leaving mainly to shower or make a feeble attempt at a couple of hours of shut-eye. There was also an uncomfortable chill in the room.